Well, joining the program now is Amy Kimberly, Executive Director of Carbondale Arts. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Luke.
Happy autumn.
It is. It's a beautiful fall day.
Yes, it is. Well, we're talking because there's an effort underway to keep a painting in Carbondale. Tell me about it. What's the painting? Who did it? Maybe you could describe the painting, too, for us.
Yeah, so Carzilla was created through a collaboration with CORE, the Community Office of Resource Efficiency. And every year, they dedicate the month of February to Imagine Climate, and it's really to bring awareness to global warming. And they really like the combination of arts and advocacy to do that. So this year, they brought in an amazing man from India who created a company called Air Ink. And what Air Ink has done is created a new technology that transforms carbon emissions from cars and, mainly from cars and those kind of carbon emissions into high-quality artist ink. So it's like the blackest ink that exists. It's the blackest black. And so they picked, five artists from different communities in the valley. So Aspen, Snowmass, Basalt Mustang, four artists, and Carbondale participated. And each artist, each town got to pick their artist, and then each artist was given the pens in advance and worked on their version of a mural that would hang in their community to bring awareness to climate change. So we chose Brian Colley as our artist, and his piece is Carzilla. So it's got Matt Sopus in the background, and then his Carzilla is like a Godzilla, but it's created by all these cars. So it's basically a monster created by cars. So all the cars are kind of like crashing around, and we've got two of the cars make his mouth with smoke coming out of it towards Sopris. It's really a fun piece, but also really hits home as far as global warming and where it kind of comes from.
And so Brian used that ink to make that that drawing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was basically every artist just used the ink. They were allowed to use other paints as well. He did use some white in there to make the white really stand out, besides just having the blank canvas be the white. But the majority is all created with the Air Ink pens. And every community has sold their piece, and that money has been split with CORE and the community. And Carbondale, we've just been lucky. It's been on the front of the launch pad, and we definitely maybe don't have as much money in Carbondale as maybe our Up Valley neighbors. So we've just been enjoying it and loving it. But we did realize, as an honor to our artist, he too should be seen. That art is important, it is valued, and so we just put it on a Go Lively site to see if the community will really step up and participate, and collectively we can buy the piece.
To keep where it is.
To keep it where it is, or it can move to another public spot in Carbondale. Should another spot come up that everyone thinks, like, wow, wouldn't it be great to have that here? But the main purpose is to have it in a visible space to create conversation and thought around.
Hmm. Where would it go if it left the launch pad?
you know, who knows? It could be on Town Hall. It could, who knows down the road what might be built around town that, you know, might be an even more visible spot than we are. But for now, we'd be honored to keep it at our place. The goal is to keep it in the public and in Carbondale.
And so what was the site that you're doing this effort in?
It's called Go Lively.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's real easy. It's like a GoFundMe site.
Yeah.
So you basically click on and you can pick the amount of money you want to give. And it's easy. Our goal is at least $3,500. I will say the other murals, I think, all went between $5,000 and $7,000, but we really want to make sure we're successful at this, and we really want to keep Carzilla in Carbondale. So we're trying to raise $3,500. We already are at $1,067, and we just put this up on Friday.
Wow, that sounds great. So how long do people have to donate on that website?
Well, we'll keep it going till we reach our goal.
Oh, good.
The way it's going, we feel like we are hoping to reach our goal within the next. So the way people can find the Go Lively site is through our website at carbondalearts.com. It's right on the front page, and it will take you right there. And you know, the great thing about this is, like, even if you're given $20, it's collectively, it's really working. And it's been fun to watch how it is working, and people are really supportive of this kind of work. And then just as important is that money, besides the fact that we get this great mural in our community to bring awareness around climate change, the money supports two very important organizations in Carbondale, and that's CORE and Carbondale Arts. So it's just doubling your money,
and not to mention supporting the artist a little bit too, huh?
Well, it does. I will say, CORE absolutely paid the artist, all the artists.
Oh, okay, all right.
Which is an important thing. I mean, because artists are so often asked to do things for free, so the artists were paid to create these, and now this is a way for CORE to get some of their money back, and then also generously they're sharing it with us.
That sounds really good. Well, I know that there was a similar effort with the Humpty Dumpty guy over there at the library, and that was successful, so I don't doubt that Carbondale will step up for something like this.
Well, we really appreciate it. We really appreciate Katie and Kay just getting this info out there, and hopefully we can just have Carzilla for Carbondale within the next 2 weeks. That's my hope.
Amy Kimberly, thanks for joining us today.